of love. Our Father created us so that he may have a creation to love. He created this world in which we have dominion over because he loves us. Every gift that he has blessed us with in our lifetimes, he has blessed us because he loves us. He lifts us up when we are down. He helps us when we have nowhere to turn. He gives us answers when we have problems we cannot solve because he loves us. We are his creation. He is our Father, and our Father loves us. He sent his Son Jesus to us to die on the cross, that we may have love in the bloodline between he and God our Father. But you must ask yourself, what have you done out of love for your Father? Do you truly understand the power of your Creator and the love he has for you? What in your life have you done to show our Father that you love him?
Yes, brother. What do we have if we do not have love? It is nothing without love. And how can I be ashamed of my Father in heaven? Everybody talks about being real. What is more real than the Heavenly Father, the Creator of all things? How can I be ashamed of him? I don't want him to be ashamed of me.
Now you've listened to the tape, and some of you have lived the life have rapped about on this album. Some of you are walking the streets right now. Some of you allow devils and demons to use your body for sexual gratification right now. You have allowed a man to come into your life and belittle you to the point where he sends you out to risk AIDS, unwanted pregnancy, murder, because you don't know love. Some of you will kill your own brother because he is from a different clique than you. He is from a different set than you, a different gang than you, because you don't know love. Some of you will murder another because they are the wrong shade of color for you, because you don't know love. Some of you even won't set foot in a church that is a different denomination than you, because you don't truly know love. God wants us to love each other. No man on this earth has been without sin. We have all fallen short of the glory, which means we have a common ground to stand on. And now what we need to do is seek out the answers in love. When you walk by that person on the street and you see that she is living a life that is contrary to the word of God, don't be afraid. Don't keep driving because you got a family, your kids are at home safe, your husband is at work. Stop the car. Don't fear the devil. Go to her and speak to her in love. Tell her that God wants her to return home. When you're driving to your church, pastor, don't be afraid to stop and speak to the gang member on the corner selling drugs, because no weapon formed against you shall prosper if you move in love. Speak to somebody of a different color, a different tongue, in love. Love is the universal language. If you come in love, they will receive. Or a seed will be planted if they don't affect you. But nevertheless, you are obedient to the true spirit of God, which is love. Some of you need to get saved. And so right now, I want you to lift your hands in the air. And don't fear the devil. Lift your hands in the air and pray. Say, God, I've been a sinner. I've done many wrong things, Lord. But now I'm ready to turn my life around and live for you, Father. God, come into my life and cleanse me of all the unclean spirits. Remove the works of the devil from my life, Father. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, fill me with your word. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins and rose in 3 days, Father. I believe it. And now I'm ready to feel Christ in my life. If you have said this prayer, know that your life will change, but it will take work. It will take love. The devil will come at you now more so than ever. but move in strength and don't be afraid. Love God and God will love you in return with might and with power. And he will keep you safe from the works of the devil. I hope that this tape has touched you, for it has truly touched us to create it. And I hope from this point you will stay in the family of God. May Jesus bless and keep you.